Blog Talk Radio.
Play with, got feeling in my music like my grandpa gave.
want to serve the Most High. And you have to recognize this spirit, because it don't have a form, a color, a smell, a look that you would ever recognize. You have to know this spirit by its works. Shalom.
And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My question is, do you think that the Almighty just blessed some of his servants with certain spirits to be able to be faithful to him? Because I ask that because Yah said he fashioned all men's hearts alike. So I was just trying to discern between, like, do we still hold that strength to be as strong as Job was? Or, because we got the same heart as him, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to figure that out.
Yeah, see, what it is every man, some things, everything is through wisdom. So somebody might have more wisdom than you. So in that wisdom, they might be a little bit stronger, or they might know a little bit more. In the wisdom that you have, you can be strong as Job. You can be strong as Job. And how do you know you got wisdom? Wisdom, you know you got wisdom. The scripture says the fear of Yah is the what? That's the beginning of wisdom. So in other words, you begin to start not doing things. In other words, you're not, some people, anybody can give up smoking. People give up smoking all the time. But then you might come into the knowledge and say, man, look, I'm giving this up because I know the Almighty gave me this temple, and I'm not about to defy my temple for, I'm going before my maker. You might say, look here, man, I'm about to, okay, it's okay to have a drink there and there, but I'm not about to walk out and just get drunk all the time. That's not the, how I'm about to walk and live and behave while my maker is looking at me. He is watching us, right? So we, in other words, the fear of Elohim, it directs your behavior. It directs your mouth. It directs your actions. It directs your hands. And it'll do it to you. Even if you don't have the wisdom of Job. But Job had something that all of us got to have. And I'm going to show you what this is, because what I see is our people forsake wisdom, even though wisdom tells you to bind you upon the palms of my hand, bind you around my neck, bind you on the table of my heart. For some strange reason, wisdom is being forsaken. And you know who wins when wisdom is forsaken? Satan. Continue reading. We're in Job, the first chapter. Twelve verse.
And Yah said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of Yah.
In other words, he said, look, I take this hedge off of Job, and everything he has is in your power. Like today, for instance, most of the things we work for, most of the things that we do, most of the things that we have, how do we get it? Yeah, in other words, we got to rely on people that we don't even like. The Almighty said, we got to go for our enemies for one of how many things? All things. One of all things. We're just so mad in doing so. Now we hate the white man. Now the white man doing this, white man doing that. White man ain't this, white man ain't that. When Was that Job's attitude? No, he wasn't talking about no white man. He knew exactly what his issue was. He knew who his enemy was. He knew where this came from. But we'll fight in the house, on the streets, with one another as if, you did this to me, man. You did this. And it is true. He might have did this. He might have did this. But if my focus is on him, and not my focus on his adversary, then what happens? You know how many of him is going to be? Whole bunch. Because my focus is off. It's off on the real enemy. The real one. Watch what this says.
Verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I have only escaped alone to tell thee.
Mm-hmm.
While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of Elohim is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Mm-hmm.
While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I am escaped alone to tell thee.
Mm-hmm.
While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young man, and they are dead. And I am only escaped alone to tell thee.
In other words, I mean, real quick, about 5-6 things just off the back happened to this man because Satan wasn't playing. Satan won a victory. He just want to win. He just want a victory. He don't care who it is. He don't care if it's the wife or the husband or the brother. He don't care. He just want a victory. That's it. This is what he was made for. To separate you from peace, good, happiness, and the ways and the glory of Yah. And he wants to win. And he came at Job. You think this is the hardest? No. This is Satan playing with Job. I'm going to show you the hard things Job had to deal with. And it's not this. Watch what it says.
Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Yah gave, and Yah have taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Elohim foolishly.
Yeah, what am I going to sin for all that's happening? I don't control life anyway. My sons and daughters died. I lost everything. And it is true. Yah give it, and Yah what? He take it, but that ain't how we act. As soon as we lose something, we say it's got to be somebody what? It's got to be somebody's fault. It was you. It's your fault that I lost. It's your fault that I don't have. It's your fault that we in this situation. We in this condition. And now Satan got you. He said, look out, as soon as I took something, look what happened. Now see how they fighting? Let's see how long this lasts. As soon as you start getting better, okay, I can live without that. Boom. He takes something else. And then as soon as you, boom, something else go down. Now y'all supposed to be married. And look at y'all. And y'all supposed to be married. But Satan don't care. He don't care if you're married, If that's your children, if your mama, if your dad, he don't care. And the only reason you're not thinking about him, because he's a spirit. You want to blame somebody. You want to point the finger. You want to criticize. You want to put down. You want to do these things. So you know what? Satan said, man, I got something for you. I got something that you're going to be able to live with. But who wants to do the right thing? Did not we read that truth falleth and there is no judgment? In other words, nobody want to come to a decision, a final resolution. You just want to go on and on and on and on and on and on and on as long as you can in this misery, in this darkness, in this division. But who can sit down and say enough is enough? And see, Satan is so good. Let me tell you how good Satan is. Satan knows it takes two to tangle. So he knows in order for success to happen, it has to happen with both of y'all. Both of y'all. And it's not going to happen with just one. So therefore, if something is going on, if both of y'all ain't on the same page, we got you. I'm going to just take her out, have her all mad, have her all messed up, and now they can't get along at all because I got her all wrapped up. Eventually, they're going to be what? They're going to be doomed. They're going to be doomed. She might be good. I got him all wrapped up, messed up. He think it's something better on the other side of the fence. Matter of fact, ain't even nothing over there. I just made him think it was something over there, and he don't know it's a cliff. I just ain't let him look over there yet. But I'm going to send him over there without looking. But Job, he didn't even have to think about it. He didn't have to, you know, my goodness, why a storm? And killed all my kids, or why did this, why that? Why did y'all do this? Why did he kill? Who do you think gave them to you? The Most High. Who do you think gave you everything that you had? The Most High. So why would you charge the Almighty with foolishness? He took my daddy. He took my mama from me. He took my kids from me. That was my only. Well, who do you think gave you that only? The one that says, I kill and what? And make alive. But when he made alive, was you mad? No. But as soon as he killed the same maker, now you mad. And you don't realize all this is a test. And that's what y'all do. He'll give you something real good. Look at you and say, look, we gave him something good, done blessed him, and look at him. They done forgot about me. So let me take it back and see what happened. Now they mad at me. Now they thinking about me, but now this ain't they mad at me. Well, watch what Job did. The second chapter, the first verse.
And there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yah, and Satan came also amongst them to present himself before Yah.
Look, Satan and the sons of Elohim coming before the Most High. Why? Because they got a job too. Just like you have a job, they have a job too. But for some strange reason, this interaction that we have in this earth, we believe that it's only and it's exclusively just people we can see and hear and touch. And we don't realize the worst enemy is not the person in front of you, not the person you talking to and sitting by. It's the one that you don't see, the one you don't hear, the one you don't smell, the one you can't touch is your worst enemy. But watch Job.
And Yah said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered Yah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
And what was he doing? He's looking for victims. He's just looking for victims. And he and it don't take him long to get a victim. He's a spirit. He coming you so quick, you know what I'm saying? You victim already. Boom, 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 boom. He just go through the room. Boom, 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 boom. He out. Seconds later, everybody, man, look at her. What she got on? That quick. Look at this man right here, man. Look at this guy right there, man. This guy, man, this guy, man. Already talking about somebody that quick. Don't even know why. And then somebody sitting back with you, instead of correcting, say, man, you can't slander people and talk about people. You join in. Yeah, man, I wouldn't do that if I was me. That's some crazy stuff right there. And you join right in. But nobody thinking about they sinning. This is iniquity. This is an abomination. But Satan, no. Satan, no. You just can't see it. That's why if you don't purpose your heart and your mind and your spirit to control self, you're always going to be a victim, blaming somebody else. When really, you're the perpetrator. You're the perpetrator, not the victim. Watch what happened to Job.
And Yah said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth Elohim and eschews evil?
Because Satan left Job alone. He was through with Job because Job was successful. He was successful. He just, man, let me get out of here. I'm not fooling with Job. Go ahead.
And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause.
In other words, you didn't even have no calls on this man. And you done came to me telling me to take this hedge off of him. And I did it. And he still retained his integrity. And here, you think the Almighty moving Satan on you. No, you just don't have no integrity. That's Israel, Paul. They have no integrity. Lie to one another, even though the commandment says, thou shalt not lie one to another. Now, ain't that what it say? Don't it say, thou shalt not deceive one another? Ain't that the commandment? Ain't the commandment, hate not thy brother in thy heart? Love thy neighbor as thy what? These are commandments. And they ain't hard to understand. But we will do these things because there is no integrity. Not when it comes to the Creator's word. That's not hard to challenge. See, Job had challenges, real hard challenges, where houses fell on his people, lost everything, got sick. He had some challenges that, okay, I can understand this man being a little depressed. I can understand him, you know, questioning things. But this, he didn't question none with his mouth. And we will read this story, still question the Most High. We would know this whole thing back and forth, and we still will point the finger at one another. And why? Because there is no integrity. Look what happened to Job. Go ahead.
Verse 4. And Satan answered Yah and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man have will he give for his life.
And he knows that because he's been to and fro in the earth, checking men out, testing men, doing whatever. So he knows what a man will do. And this is what he's telling the Most High. Look, what do this, and this man, watch this. Go ahead.
But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And Yah said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life.
In other words, people think it's Satan got the power and control. Satan asking the Most High, you touch his bone and skin. Not Satan doing this. Satan don't have no power without the Most High. And the Almighty wants you to be successful. But he wants you to have some integrity. And what is integrity? Integrity is when you stand for something and stop falling for the wrong thing. That's integrity. And we got to understand we are not the enemies of one another. There's something that you don't see that's coming in between you and your maker. Continue reading.
So went Satan forth from the presence of Yah, and smote Job with sore boils, from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down amongst the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse Elohim and die.
Yeah, and his wife, you know, she seemed like she'd been wicked. But in truth, after all this suffering, after all you going through, just curse Elohim and die. I mean, come on now. I'm tired of seeing you suffer like this. I'm tired of seeing you be sick. And people look at this and read this, and they think she's the worst person on the earth. But this is what they do today. As soon as their parents get sick in the hospital, just pull the plug. He's not here with you. He's not even here with you. And next thing you know, they cry, and then they pull the plug. Right there on somebody they love, just because the doctor told them to. Won't challenge them at all because it's a test. And see, I know for a fact because that's what they told me to do. Continue reading.
But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of Elohim? And shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips.
And that's wisdom. He said, look here, that's foolish what you're saying. Shall we not receive good and not evil at the hands of Yah? Because we just want all good. And we get so bad that when the good coming, we can't even what? We can't even see it now. We can't even recognize it because we done made friends with evil. Now we relative of evil. Now we care for evil instead of the evil. And Job spent his life eschewing the evil. But still with Job, the hard work still ain't even came yet. This stuff right here is not even hard. What was coming to him was real hard. Continue reading.
Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came everyone from his own place. Elisha, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come mourn with him and to comfort him.
See, that's what they came to do. You notice they called them friends. And they came to mourn with him. And they came to comfort him. Now, and I read the whole book of Job. Did y'all see anywhere where Job was comforted? No, he wasn't comforted at all. As a matter of fact, he told his friend, man, y'all supposed to be here to make me feel better. Y'all making me worse. Why? Because Satan was not about to allow that. And who becomes your greatest enemy? In your mind, it's the people that are closest to you. The people you thought should be comforting you. The people you trusted and believed in that they will bring you some comfort, some goodness, some help. But all of a sudden, they the ones criticizing you. They the ones hurting you. They are the ones victimizing you. And really, it wasn't even a friend. It was something you didn't even see, something that you didn't even recognize, and something that you paid no attention to at all. And you allowed it to come between you and the Most High, even though you know the commandments, even though you're supposed to keep the law, even though you're supposed to be a covenant keeper. And let me show you the law. Go to the book of Numbers 15. In the book of Numbers 15, we're going to start at the 27th verse.
Numbers 15 to 27 reads, "And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering."
In other words, this is a sin through ignorance, meaning that you didn't know. And this is how you approach this sin. Go ahead.
"And the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly, when he sinneth by ignorance before Yah, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him."
And it shall be forgiven. Go ahead.
"Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born amongst the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth amongst them."
In other words, one law. We only got one law. Whatever that law is, the stranger as well as Israel is supposed to abide by that law. And if you're ignorant about something, you can be forgiven of it. But watch this.
"But the soul that does aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproach of Yah, and that soul shall be cut off from amongst his people."
In other words, you know better. And when you know better, this is something that you don't have to do. You don't have to be presumptuous. Presumptuous are things that you do knowingly. You're doing it knowingly. And then after you do it knowingly, you wonder why your life is the way it is. Then you begin to question the Most High. Because what you did. And you don't have to, no, you don't have to be presumptuous, because the Creator, he said, "Walk before me and be thou what?" Why would Yah command you to be perfect and he know you can't be perfect? He know you can. He know you have all the various things within you to be perfect. You know what the word perfect means, right? It means to be wholehearted. When you wholeheartedly into this, so I'm wholeheartedly going to walk in Yahweh. I'm wholeheartedly going to serve Yah. I'm wholeheartedly going to keep his commandment. I'm wholeheartedly going to love my people, love my neighbor as I love myself. I'm wholeheartedly, I'm not going to hate my brother in my heart. And to do that, what you have to do, every situation with your brother, with your sister, you have to find the peace, the solution, the way out. Even if that peace means, like in the case of Abraham and Lot, for them to have peace with each other, what did they have to do? They had to separate. Brother, you know, let us not have this what? This strife. If you go to the left, I'll go right. But if you go right, I'll go left. But let us not have this what? So why would a man and woman just keep striving with one another unless Satan is involved? At some point in time, You have to stop doing presumptuous. Because the Almighty said, he that do presumption shall be what? What cut off mean? Well, I'm going to show y'all what cut off mean. 31st verse.
Because he have despised the word of Yah.
And you can't say you didn't despise the word of Yah. Because you did what? You did this on purpose, man. You know the Sabbath day. You know what you're supposed to do on the Sabbath day. What? You know. You know how you're supposed to treat your wife. You know how you're supposed to treat your husband. You know that's not acceptable to be fighting with one another like y'all are. You know you don't slander your brother. You know you don't use words to put down your sisters like these rappers out here. That's not how we're supposed to act and treat one another and behave before the Most High. So why are these things being done? Because of integrity. And why is your integrity so bad? Because you have allowed something you can't see to control your life. Watch what this says.
Because he hath despised the word of Yah and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him.
Yeah, his iniquity is on him now because he done this thing presumptuously. In other words, he done it on purpose. He done it with all knowledge. He done it consciously. And there's too many bad things being done consciously. Too many bad things. Go to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Job had three friends that come to him, supposed to comfort him, and they made it worse. Before Job's friends showed up, Job was like, man, y'all take it, give it, and y'all what? Take it. Job said, can we accept good at the hand of Yah and not evil? But soon as his friend showed up, you know what Job said? Yah, take my life. Yah, I just wish I wasn't born. And they the ones who were supposed to comfort him. He started praying to die. Still wouldn't curse the Most High. But he began to despise himself the day of his own birth. And this is supposed to be his friends. But you notice he never did what our people do today. You know what our people do today. They're not going to pray for Yah to take their life. They're going to pray for Yah to take that person's life. Kill them, Yah. Curse them, Yah. Yah, just do something to them. You see what they're doing to me, Yah. Not even thinking, not even considering. It's something beyond the people that they even see and can touch. Watch what this says in Leviticus, the 20th chapter. Starting at the 26th verse.
It reads, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, Yah, am holy. And have severed you from other people, that you should be mine.
And what does it mean to be holy? That's a law. That's a commandment, to be holy. And what do it mean to be holy? Don't it mean to be set apart, to be different, to make a difference? In other words, we're supposed to be different than everybody else. Because the Almighty said, he has severed you from other people. The word sever means what? Yeah, in other words, he done detached you. He done severed you from other people that you should be his. So you can't act like other people. You can't do like other people. But when you're standing in the mirror, are you thinking that? No, you're not thinking that, because you have allowed yourself, and don't even know why, you have allowed yourself to continue with this adversarial spirit against your own people. And that's a sin. That is a sin. That's a great sin. Show you how great it is. Go to the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter. Yeah, sixth chapter. And what are we discussing right now, talking about? Well, we're discussing why we in the shape we in today. Why we have allowed ourselves to succumb to the very thing that we're supposed to be eschewing and departing from. How can we say we have understanding when understanding is to depart from evil? And these are the evil things that Yah say we are doing. And you're going to see these things are not, you're not ignorant of them. These are presumptuous. Proverbs 6 and 16, what do it say?
These six things does Yah hate.
He hates these things.
Yea, seven are an abomination unto him.
An abomination to Yah.
A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood.
Yeah, lying and a proud look. Just a proud look by itself, and the Almighty mentioned that first. And y'all know what a proud look is, right? That look, well, you can't tell this person nothing. They looking at you like you crazy. They think you crazy. And it's that look that I don't even know why you're speaking to me. Because ain't none you said is going to change me, penetrate me, affect me at all. That's what a proud look is. Go ahead.
A heart that devises wicked imagination.
In other words, if you think long enough, as a lot of people do, what was you doing? I was just thinking. Think long enough, you know what's going to happen. Your imagination is going to what? Unless you're thinking about Yah. If you're not thinking about Yah, your imagination is going to run wild. Sitting here thinking, man, goodness. He probably did that because of this. I know he had a reason to say what he said. Yeah, he's been... Yeah, I know. He just didn't come out of nowhere. That's you know. Yeah, why he smelling good today? He never smelled good before. He leaving the house now, a little dressed up, and he wasn't before. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I'm gonna just ask him, but I got to think a little bit more on this thing. You know, he did say he had a new supervisor. I'm trying to figure out if it's a woman or a man. Your imagination just get wilder and wilder and wilder. And it's sin. It's sin. And next thing you know, they start saying stuff, and you try to figure out where this thing coming from. And let me tell you where it's coming from. Satan. Satan. You just don't see. You just can't touch him. You just can't hear and smell him. But he's there. He's there all the time. Continue reading.
Feet that be swift into running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord amongst my brethren.
Yeah, they just sowing discord. Man, you know that brother said this? You know that sister said that? You know who did that, right? Man, did you hear your so-and-so? Was so-and-so supposed to be at so-and-so? Because I seen him. Yeah. Israel is terrible. And look, it's really unbelievable. And these are commandment keepers, covenant people. And then we wonder why our iniquities and our sins have separated us from our Maker. Where is the unity? Where is the peace? Where is the love? Where is the nation. Where is it? Well, the nation has no integrity. See, Job had integrity. In his worst state, all he would do was curse himself, but he never cursed nobody else. But not so with our people today. They got to curse somebody because it's not their fault. It's somebody else's fault. Even though y'all told us this in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, turn there. And these are things y'all hate. He hates these things. But yet, we see these things every day. And people have married these things to the point where I don't care. Now they just say, I don't care. And you heard my feeling, yeah, I don't care. Look what it says in Leviticus 19. Verse 13 reads,
Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him the wages of him that is hired, shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy Elohim. I am Yah.
Because everything you do is going to represent your fear towards the Most High. Everything you do is going to represent your fear towards Him. Go ahead.
Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer amongst thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am Yah. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am Yah.
All these things we're supposed to, if we just did these little things, just these little things right here, and this is nothing compared to all the things we got to do. If we did these things, could you imagine the unity that we will have in our community, in our nation, in our congregations? Just this little bit. But most important, guess if we did these things, the type of marriages we will have. And if you got a good marriage, chances are, not all the time, but chances are you're going to have good children. If you got good children, chances are they're going to rise up and they're going to have good marriages. And chances are they're going to have good children. You see how that works? But nobody want to break the cycle. Nobody want to break the cycle of misery, hate, adversity, slander. Nobody want to break that cycle. That's why the Almighty said when he looked, he seen no what? No intercessor. No man at all that would step in. Judgment just fell to the what? Street. Because today we can see little kids just hands hanging down, cussing out people, elders right there, and nobody ain't going to say nothing because judgment is on the ground now. Man, I ain't saying nothing to them, man, my life. Now I'm about to protect my life. But it's understandable, but at some point, somebody got to what? Somebody got to stand up. How long will judgment fall to the street? How long? You can hear your neighbors just going to town next door. And, you know, they go down every, matter of fact, next time you hear they somebody dead. Because nobody is willing to do nothing. A judgment has fell to the street. And let me tell you who the Almighty chose, though, in the book of Isaiah 42. Because he know everybody ain't going to stand up for him. He know this. Starting at the very first verse.
reads, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles."
In other words, this is all about Yah's judgment, because what is his judgment? In other words, a decision got to be made. We either got to go left or right, up or down. It's either true or false. But at some point and some time, judgment got to be what? It's got to be brought forth. Go ahead.
"He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth."
He's going to bring forth. Who is this? Yah's servant. Aren't you supposed to be Yah's servant? He's going to bring forth judgment to truth. And watch what it says in the fourth verse.
"He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the owl shall wait for his law."
In other words, he's not going to fail nor be discouraged. And that's how you can tell real quickly if you got that spirit on you. Or are you one that said, "Man, I can't deal with Israel. I can't deal with Israel. I don't care. These people, man, they crazy, man. I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not this. I'm not that." And while people fighting in their houses, it's somebody bringing forth judgment to truth. While y'all busy fighting in the house, while y'all busy slandering each other, while y'all busy doing what y'all doing, somebody is bringing forth judgment to truth. And you know who that's called? His servant. And watch what else his servant will do. Continue reading.
"Thus saith Yah Elohim, he that createth the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles."
In other words, the Gentiles are going to be able to look at you, all the other nations, and they're going to, in other words, looking at you, they're going to see light. My goodness, that's how you should live. That's how you should be. That's how you should walk. That's what we should be doing. They looking at you. But this is his servant. So his servant don't even have time to be fighting amongst each other. They don't even have time to have bad marriages. They don't even have time to have bad kids. Because we got to bring truth to what? Watch what it says. Seven verse.
"To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house."
Who gonna do that? You can't even leave the house because you're so busy fighting. And somebody won't know where you're going. And then you won't know where she's going. And then nobody can't do nothing because, in other words, nobody can be saved unless you are his servant. And Yah said, "Who is my servant?" Didn't he say, "Israel is my servant, in whom I shall be what? Glorified." And when are we going to rise up and say, "Man, it's time to bring glory to Yah"? Instead of sitting down, bringing shame and confusion to his face. And we want to see who is the servant. Job was a servant. Job knew the forces that was before him. He knew this. And all his complaints, he never turned against his own, not even his friends. But yet, this is what is being done today. Same chapter. Start at the 18 verse.
Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yah's servant?
Yeah, these are all questions. Who is blinder than Yah's servant? Nobody, because my servant is the one I gave my message to. They are my messengers. They the ones I gave my word to. They the ones I raised up to be the priests of the whole earth. They the ones that are my prophets. There is no other prophets in no other nations except for Israel. So who is blind and deaf as my messenger that I've sent? Go ahead.
Seeing many things.
They see all the foolishness, but do you think it redirect them and stop them? No. This is foolishness. And they still continue on. Go ahead.
But thou observeth not.
We see it, and we don't even observe it. It don't even have to be with us. It can be with somebody else, and we still don't observe it. We observe it by saying, man, look at them. But then now that boomerangs back into our house, and we don't recognize it. Go ahead.
Open in the ears, but he heareth not. Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
See, that's the thing. Yah said he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. Now, who want to do that? Who want to bring magnify the law and make it honorable? Yah said he's going to do it, but who do you think he's going to do it through? His servant. So, really, his servant don't have time to be bickering. They don't have time to be crying for their affliction. Oh, my goodness, why is it so hard? Why are these things happening to us? Why are we so cursed? Why can't we get together? Why can't we just work? All you got to do is keep working, keep working, keep working, stay strong, and keep the commandments. That's all you got to do. Because this crying is not going to help. It's not going to help. The Almighty said, why cries thou for thy affliction? He said, I've done these things unto thee because of your what? Because of your sins, because of your iniquities. He said, your bruise is incurable. You got to know that. I done bruised you. Your wound is grievous. So I know it's painful for you to go through this. I know how, he don't know, but he know how you feel to sit there and go through the pain you had to go through just to get to another day. But he wants you to go through it. Because that pain you're going through is that metal, iron. And it's going to be friction. And it's going to be fire. But it's going to make you strong. And you'll get to that next day and say, my goodness, I ain't slandering nobody. I ain't did nothing to nobody. Matter of fact, I loved everybody just like the Almighty told me to. And if you can do it one day, you can do it 2 days. You can do it 3 days. Then somebody will come to you because Satan is he treacherous. You see what he did to Job? He said, okay, this brother think he got it all together. But watch this. I'm going to send somebody to him. And they're going to talk about somebody like a dog and slander somebody. Man, come on, man. You're not supposed to do that, man. That slander is a fool. And I guarantee that person won't come to you a lot more. Because they don't want to be called no fool. This is how strong you have to become. You can't allow yourself to succumb to evil forces. You have to eschew evil. You have to depart from evil. Because Yah is trying to raise up his servant. And how are you going to raise up rules to be raised up? We got to think outside of ourselves. We're in the house fighting and fussing. Congregation fighting against congregation. When we, the saving grace of the whole world, We got work to do. We supposed to be an army, soldiers for the Most High, walking strong with one another. But we enemies against one another and don't even know why. In other words, we just pointing a finger at one another and doing rising. They ain't even an enemy. Look what the Creator said. After he made the law, magnify the law, think is honorable today? You actually think the law is honorable today? And do you think he's well pleased for your righteousness today? 22nd verse.
But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, in houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith, restore.
Yeah, nobody ain't saying that's right. That's why we have a conference that we put on three times a year. It's called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference. And why? Why do we even call it that? Because none said restore. And we said the law got to be restored. There's got to be a restoration going on. And how can there be a restoration going on when you don't want to restore? You don't want to even sit down and talk about the law. You don't even want to reason together about the law. You want to fight. No, we want to reason together. Let us sit down. If y'all can reason with us, we can't reason with one another on the law. And this is all we've been calling. We do. We have it three times a year. Of course, as you all know, we'll be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, talking about the law. And what law? The covenant of marriage. And why? Because our marriages are born out of the imagination of our own mind, but not out of the word of Yah. For example, anyone who can tell me what, according to the scriptures, what is marriage? You don't have to be scared. I mean, we all be wrong. Try. But what is marriage? Some of us is married. Some of us want to get married. Some of us trying to get married. So since we're trying to get married, since we want to be married, or since we are married, you can come, you can go, what is marriage? What is it? As marriage, we should know. We should know what marriage is. That shouldn't even be a question in our mind. Come on, don't be scared. Stand up.
I said when a man masters a woman.
All right, he said marriage is when a man masters a woman. Well, anyone else? Yeah, in other words, when a man masters a woman, that's what he said. He didn't hesitate. What, you mad at his answer? You give me your answer. Yes, sir. A sacred, very good, a sacred covenant with the Most High, instituted by the Most High, a man and a woman. Anyone else? What is marriage? Yes, ma'am. All right, that's very good. When a man leaves his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife and become one, that's marriage. Anyone else? And these are all good. Yes, sir. All right. A covenant, sacred covenant, instituted by the Most High between man and woman. Well, according to the scriptures, marriage, any things that you all said, then you will have to explain to me why Yah said he's married to us, because he's no man at all. He's not a man, period. And he said he's married to us. Not only did he say he's married to us, but watch what he said in the book of Isaiah, the 62. Isaiah 62, since we're in the book of Isaiah, starting at the fourth verse.
It reads, "Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hezbollah, and thy land Beulah, for Yah delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married."
And thy land shall be married. So not only a man and a woman can be married, Yah married to his people, and even our land is going to be married. So what is marriage? Because it couldn't just be between a man and a woman. In other words, you can't define it that way. Or can you? Yes, ma'am. Well, that's good. That's good. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very good. That's very good. That is very good. Meditate on that. Go ahead, Elder. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes. A couple places, but in Jeremiah and Ezekiel. But go ahead. That's very good. That's very good. Elder Yael? That's very good. That is very good. Very good. And what you all are saying is real good. Let me tell you what all three have in common. All three, the land, the Most High, as well as when a man and a woman. Once a man marries a woman, what is he called? She's called a wife, but he's called a what? When Yah married his people, what was he called? Didn't he say he was a husband unto them? And likewise, and so all of you all are very close. In other words, marriage is when one becomes husband by covenant of Yah. Because all the land, the couple, and with Yah, they all have a covenant. They all are established by covenant. That's why I like that commandment, because that the commandment is, And when my brother said the sacredness, but in doing so, somebody has to be the what? They got to be the husband. Somebody has to be the husband. That's why he's master, because husband don't just mean husband. Y'all know that, right? Yes, it can be caretaker in the scriptures. You'll see it under husband. You'll see it under master. You'll see it under Lord. You'll see it under man. You'll see it under ruler, dominion. All these words apply to the husband. And look, the Almighty would call all these things itself for one thing. He wasn't called a man, but he was called a husband, a master, a ruler, a Lord. And he is the Elohim. And you know, y'all know men was called Elohims, right? And watch what the Creator said in the book of Malachi. But see, if you don't know what is marriage, then how can you walk together in it? Because there's responsibilities that comes with being a husband. Great responsibilities, more than you can even imagine. You know, if Yah called himself a husband, what he expect out of all other husbands? So he wasn't down in himself when he said, "I am a husband unto thee." What he was doing was giving you part of his title to raise you up. And look what it says in the book of Malachi, the first chapter, sixth verse.
It reads, "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father..."
Because Yah is a father also. He's a father also. Go ahead.
"Where is my honor?"
And he wants his honor. He's trying to figure out, where is my honor then if I be a father? Go ahead.
"And if I be a master, where is my fear?"
In other words, if I be a master, which is, that's what a husband is, then where is my fear? Where is my reverence? Where is my honor? Well, let me tell you who got it. Satan. Satan. Because we have allowed him to take our integrity from us. And now we're not who we need to be, who we were designed to be, who we were fashioned to be. And that's where we got to be. We got to turn the clock back. We got to turn the clock back. The Almighty says, "Seek ye the what paths? The old, and do what? And walk therein." This is what we got to begin to do. We have to become servants. We don't have time for the fighting and the bickering and the tale-bearing and the slandering and the gossip. We just don't have time. We got to work. For Yah is raising us up. And either we're going to fall with the many, or rise with the few. Hallelujah. Any questions or comments before we adjourn? Go ahead, Brother Isha. Moray Isha.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You know, praise the Most High for saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was a very good class. My question is, you had mentioned, went over the scripture that was stating that if you commit a presumptuous sin, then you're cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to be redeemed from that?
Yes, it is. It is. And let me tell you what it is. And it's simple, but it's hard. It's simple because it's really easy to do, but it's hard because people refuse to do it. And let me tell you what it is. Meekness. Humbleness. The Almighty said, if you humble yourself and confess and turn from your wicked ways and seek me, I will forgive your sins and I will heal your land. Now, who wants their sins forgiven? And who want their land healed? And all we got to do is humble ourselves and pray and seek Yah with all our heart. That's it. And I don't know why we ain't done it yet. And that's all we have to do. That's how I know we only standing in our own. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I counsel people all over the country. I counsel people all over the country. And the message is, we're not the problem. The problem is succumbing to the problem. But we're not the problem. And we just have to figure that out. Because we got too much work to do to worry about things that really ain't the problem. Hallelujah.
Almost out by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, family.
Shabbat shalom.
That was an excellent presentation. All right. Definitely learned. You know, as far as entities or that are against God looking for us to be strong. Have that integrity and have some faith in ourselves. We'll be feeding the poor tomorrow at 11:30. Be here at 11:30. We'll be feeding the poor. Thinking probably bag lunch. We'll decide that a little later. But 11:30, you guys want to be here. Praise the Most High.
Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. Yeah, we'll be doing that great work tomorrow. And somebody did text me a question on Daniel 12 and 2, where it says that many that sleep in the dust of the earth shall rise, many, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. And they wanted to know if this physical or spiritual. Of course, I teach that what Daniel was talking about is physical as well as spiritual, because it's talking about those that sleep in the dust of the ground, not just some, they in some land and they just need to be woke up. But there are some people also, as he talked about us in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, the valley of the dry bones, that's spiritual. So depending on where you read, and we'll get into that in a little bit more detail, we just don't have time today. Any other questions or comments? Yes, ma'am. You fine, Elder. Yeah. 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 Well, hallelujah. Yeah, the scriptures say, is there any evil in a city? And Yah has not done it. And oftentimes we ignore that. It's got to be somebody's fault. It's got to be some, this evil that's happening, it's got to be somebody's fault. And so we're going to blame one another, and we're going to be against one another instead of, once the evil come to your doors, get on your knees and start praying. Go to Yah. And a lot of times that's the last thing we do, but that's the first we should be doing. Yeah, it don't mean, in other words, when it says, is there any evil in the city and Yah has not done it? What that means is the evil that's going around, somebody succumbed to it. The scriptures say under wisdom, the fear of Yah is wisdom. But to understand is to do what? To depart from evil. Job said he is sure of evil. Just because evil is there, don't mean you have to succumb to it. And oftentimes you succumb to it and then blame Yah. What? Yah, he brought the evil. Well, you succumb to the evil that he brought. Yah ain't telling you to eat your babies. Yah's not, because that's what it said in Deuteronomy 28, our people would do. One of the curses. One of the curses says, people sleep with your wives, you'll sleep with other people's wives. All kind of heinous acts. But you don't have to do that. You can trust in Yah. You can actually keep his commandments. Daniel did. Did not Daniel do it in captivity? Did not Hananiah and Mishael do it in captivity? Did they succumb to evil? Did Esther or Hadassah succumb to evil in Babylon? Did Yosef succumb to evil in Egypt? So why do we have to succumb to evil in America? Yeah, we don't. Even though evil is here, even at our doors, and even in our hearts. So we don't have to succumb to it, though. And that's the thing. Even though it is here, right here, and that's the message. And you're right, Christians always blaming Satan for everything. And the truth is this. The truth is they in love with Satan. They done made him this angel that fell out of heaven, and now he is God. Like he has the power. Yes. He's the force of evil. And I'm like, no, man, I created evil. Oh, I created evil. Because the Almighty is the only one that can call us a what? A fool. He can call us whatever he want to call us. He the one say we wicked. He the one say you rebellious and stiff-necked. And no good is in you. Because he know the truth. But then, if I'm, man, you wicked and you rebellious and you're a fool. Man, who am I? I don't know this man like that. I know some of him. I can say, look, man, that's wicked, man, what you're doing, man. That's straight out wicked, man. That's foolish, man. I can say that, but I'm not about to call this man no fool and wicked and this. And we just got to get it together if we plan on being servants of Yah. Y'all want to be servants, right? Last one, Elder Yah, yeah. That's the last one. Oh, all right. Well, I'm gonna meet with you. I ain't gonna let it go 3 weeks. I promise that it ain't gonna go 3 weeks. I got you. You put me on Front Street. I got you. See what Israel do to y'all? See why I got these gray hair? Yeah. Let us rise. Let us rise. Let us praise y'all. Again, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel. to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Almighty Yah, thou servants humbly come before thee, Almighty Yah, once again to give thanks unto thee, to praise thy holy, righteous, and exalt. Almighty Yah, we thank you for the goodness thou hast shown us this day. We thank you for thy blessing. We thank you for thy continued mercies, thy continued goodness that thou hast even shown us, even on this Shabbat day, Yah. Even as this week come to an end, we needed this rest, Yah. We needed this rest in thee, and thou hast given it unto us. And we pray, Almighty Yah, as we continue on in this Shabbat day, and even when it comes to an end, we pray that you will continue to be with us, continue to lead and guide us, continue to order our steps, and continue to allow our spirit to even rest upon us, even our hearts, our minds, even our mouth, that we might meditate in our ways, speak thy truth, and walk righteously before thee. We pray, Almighty Yah, for the widow and the fatherless, for the sick and the wounded, for the needy and the poor, Yah, even the stranger, Almighty Yah. We plead thy cause, Almighty Yah, that thou would even plead our cause. And we pray, Almighty Yah, for all those, Almighty Yah, that don't even know thee, that one day, Almighty Yah, you will see in their hearts and even bring them closer unto thee. And we pray for all our sins, all our iniquities, all the transgressions that we have committed against thee, even the iniquities of our fathers, Yah. For truly, Almighty Yah, thou hast been good and righteous unto us, but shame and confusion belong unto us. So, Almighty Yah, this day, this honorable day, this blessed day, this Shabbat day, we love you. We thank you. We honor you. We praise you. And we worship you from this time forth and forevermore by saying hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy. Amen. One more.
Shema,
Yisrael,
Yahweh,
Eloheinu,
Yahweh,
Akkad,
Hear, O
Israel,
Yahweh
Elohim,
Yahweh is one. May Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. May Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous and Yah is holy.
Amen. To all those that are listening by the way of internet, Yah love you, so do I. Shabbat shalom.